Virginia Ginny Smithers Sanders joins us now. Somerville named the pool at the John F. Kennedy School there in her honor roughly 70 years after she first made waves as a young swimmer. Ginny, welcome to Radio Boston.
It's wonderful to be here. Thank you.
Oh, there's so many stories for you to tell us. I can't wait. I just want to start by asking you, as such a swimmer, what does it mean to have a pool named after you?
It's crazy. It's 70 years later, it's like, wow, you know, are they serious? Is this a dream? It's both humbling and really, really exciting, and it's a great pool.
What makes it a great pool?
Well, it's perfect for competitive swimming, and there's a teaching pool that's warmer. And I love that it's in an elementary school because the kids can learn how to swim, and they're doing a Learn to Swim program.
So I'm just intrigued as a non-swimmer. You just said that the learning pool, the teaching pool, is warmer. I guess I would have assumed that competitive swimming would want warm water, but it sounds like that's not the case.
No. Believe it or not, you can even sweat in the water. So, no.
So you know, want cold water?
Well, no. Let's get real here.
Good.
No. So your husband was a swimmer and you're a non-swimmer. I was a swimmer and my husband is a non-swimmer.
Oh, no kidding.
We have that in common.
Yeah, so the first time my husband saw me swim, he said, "Oh, honey, I didn't know you were that bad." And I tried to warn him. But you were incredible, and it started young, and I want to go there. So you're 11 years old. You become the youngest swimmer ever to win the 1,500-meter New England Championship. And I was trying to picture that this morning, and I was wondering now, did you know when you got in the pool that you were that fast and you were like, yeah, I'm going to win this and I'm going to be this fast? Or did you surprise yourself?
Well, it was very surprising. It was at Horn Pond with setups at 50 meters. It was not in a pool, mm-hmm. and it was all measured out properly. And I had no clue. I never, ever competed against other people, ever. I've always competed against the clock. So when I would say to a girl on either side of me, "Good luck, swim as fast as you can," I meant it because it had no bearing on me. It was the time that had the bearing on me.
So how come you were so fast? Was your stroke different? Were you just an incredible athlete? Why were you so fast?
I was hungry.
You wanted to win.
Well, my life was both wonderful and less than. You know, I was crazy about and loved my father, a Capitol policeman, so much, a great man. And he was a man that on holidays would become a Jekyll and Hyde drunk. Mm. And so we initially lived in Medford, and my older brother and I, he was my best friend, would climb the chain link fence and sneak into the swimming pool. And first I'd sink to the bottom, and he'd say, "Push towards the bottom, it'll keep you up." And I sure did, and it kept me up. And that's what started me. And during a Labor Day at 9, just before turning 10, during a Labor Day, my father did his Jekyll Hyde. And after all the noise settled down, my mother said, "Go to the pool and go climb that fence. Go win something, for God's sakes." So I went to the pool. The lifeguards knew me. So my mother said, "I have to swim. There's only 100-meter 16 and under boys left." I said, "Fine."
And
I won it.
No, okay, so okay. I need to give some context to our listeners. You're born in 1937, so you're doing this swimming. 80 gold medals by age 15.
Yes.
At a very different time. Was there backlash? Was it hard to swim competitively in a boys' world? Was there pressure on you? I'm fascinated by this.
No, I loved it. My world was a boys' world. I had no girls in the neighborhood. I was a good little athlete. My brother was my best friend. He chose me to be his partner in anything. He had what I would call now ADHD athleticism. In the middle of one season, he's Rex's next one, and I'd be his partner for that. But I loved it. I just loved the competitiveness of it. I loved every bit of it. And, you know, in the beginning, the gentleman that saw me win that race was an AAU, now it's USA Swimming, but AAU official, and coach Metropolitan Swim Club in Southie, and said, "Who is that kid?" And that was a month before I turned 10. That first year, there were CYO titles. By 11, I was the youngest girl to ever win that 1,500 meters. Surprised me. No end. All I knew is I get in, and I swam as fast as I could.
So there's fast, and then there's dominant. And you were dominant. I mean, again, 80 medals by 15, that's more than fast. Was there an Olympic dream there, a professional dream?
Well, I would love to have gone to the Olympics. And in, we're talking ancient history now and different times, very different times. And in 1952, they had the Olympic trials for Helsinki. The Western Seaboard trials were in L.A., Eastern Seaboard in Boston, sponsored by the Boston Herald American. Final tryouts in Indianapolis, and the winners were supposed to be sent to Indianapolis. Well, the Boston Herald American backed out financially, and we were not. My father was a Capitol policeman. We were.
Wow.
We didn't know. We didn't. You don't know what you don't know, and we didn't know. With all the championships already behind me, that if we had approached the Lions Club or Rotary, they would have sponsored it. We just didn't know. So I just figured that's just the way that goes.
So you never got Although your
shot. No, but my times would have done very well in Helsinki. And I loved that competition of the clock. But, you know, it didn't happen, so it didn't happen. That was before Title IX, you know, a couple of years later, when there was no hope of going to college on a scholarship. There were no scholarships. So, you know, my father died when I was 16, and I lost a lot of interest in swimming and knew that I'd have to pay for college if I wanted to go. That little bit of insurance money was saved for my younger brother, and my mother said, I expect room and board from you. 2 weeks after you graduate from high school, get a job at John Hancock like everyone else. I said, I'm going to college, Mama.
And you
I'm
did.
I'm going, and I did.
When did you get back in a pool again?
I never left the pool until... I just couldn't do it anymore because of cancer.
And you're a fighter. Your daughter, for some may know that your daughter-in-law, Maria Stefanos, some may know her. She's from WCVB-T, WCVB-TV. She told us that you survived cancers more times than someone can imagine. You married a Hall of Famer Celtic player, and you were a dean at Northeastern. You're fierce.
Yeah, it feels good.
And do you feel fierce now? What are you fierce about?
I'm always fierce. I'm fierce every day. I'm so surprised that I wake up and I'm not dead. And it's just, I have so many things wrong with me. And I'm here against all odds. I mean, I left Dana-Farber to come here. You know, it's, life is crazy and I am here. But I will admit, when I wake up before Satch and I stretch, I say, I'm still alive. And my next thought is, how soon can I take a nap? And I'm not out of bed.
All right. So this pool in Somerville, how did you find out they were naming it after you? And who led the charge?
Well, I was contacted by people from Mayor Curitano's office initially, although Mayor Ballantyne is in office now and she was charming. But they set up a committee to honor people who have really brought distinction and something special to the city of Somerville. And when they were coming up with candidates, my name came up because I was the only female in their City of Somerville Hall of Fame. Hmm. And it was unanimous that they choose me. So they set the process going to let me know. And Maria was very helpful in facilitating all of that because Maria is a gift from God.
How close are the two of you?
Oh, I love that girl. She's my daughter from another mother. You know, I watched her play tennis when she was 13 when we'd moved to a new place. And I have four sons, and I wanted them to know kids before September. I watched this girl, beautiful, funny, whooped that boy. And we got in a long conversation. I said, Maria, I want you to be my daughter from another mother. I have four sons. I'll introduce you to my two middle sons. You pick one out, grow up and marry him. And she did.
Yeah, I get the sense that you just make things happen, Ginny. So that doesn't surprise me. All right, Virginia Ginny Smithers Sanders, a Somerville swimming legend. And now having spoken to her, I think we can all agree, just a living legend in general. Ginny, thank you so much for coming from Dana-Farber to join us and share your story.
It was a pleasure.
It's been a pleasure to be with you, too.
You take care of yourself.
I will. Thanks. You as well.
Bye-bye.